Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. Today we are in Montalcino.
Yeah.
With Bianca Ferini. And Bianca's winery, her family's winery, is called Giodo.
Yeah.
So whereabouts are you in Montalcino? Are you on the north side or the south side?
Southeast.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you in a particular village?
Between the street between Castelnuovo della Bata and Sant'Angelo in Colle.
Which is that's the warmer southern half of Montalcino.
Yeah.
You know, I used to live in Sant'Angelo in Colle.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's great. Yeah, you've got a couple of really nice restaurants there. We can't really talk about food. But okay, so tell me a little bit about your family. I know your father's a well-known oenologist. He's called Carlo.
Yeah.
What about your mum? Tell me about your mum. What's your mum called?
My mum is a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's her first name?
Maria Teresa.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you follow, obviously you're running the winery now. Did you do that because you got into wine as a kid because of what your father did? Or was it because your parents said, oh, we really want you to take over the winery?
No, only my father care for the winery, and I study economics, and so I'm interested in the sales and marketing part of the winery.
Okay, so how big is the winery?
Only 5 hectares.
Is
yeah, it's like a boutique, and the production is 16,000 bottles total.
All Brunello? Do you make a Rosso di Montalcino?
No, we make 8,000 bottles of Brunello and 8,000 of IGT.
So what makes the terroir special there? What can we expect from a Brunello from the southern half of Montalcino?
Is very my father point at this part is very beautiful. It's the hot part.
The hotter part, yeah. Of Montalcino?
Yeah. And
so you're influenced directly by the Mediterranean, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or the Tyrrhenian, the Mediterranean, yeah?
Yeah.
What altitude are you?
It's between 300 and 400 meters.
Okay. And are all the vineyards all in one plot? Are they all in one particular?
Yeah.
So
because
did your dad
only
plant
5 hectares, okay. And it's all Sangiovese, also the IGT Toscana red wine, and we make with 100% Sangiovese. Mm-hmm. It's the same grapes, but in Italy you have two papers that, in this case, say that the denomination is different. We have IGT and the OCG.
Okay. So what about your soil type? What soils are you on?
Charcoal and clay.
Chalk and clay.
Yeah.
And what is the particularity of being on the south side of Montalcino?
It's more warmer and more. My father point on the elegance of the wine and to have acidity, a good acidity, and a long finish.
Okay. So your father's a very well-known consultant.
Yeah.
But does he leave you to make the wine? Are you in charge?
No.
So your dad does that?
Yeah,
so
I make...
You help him out a little bit in the winery, do you?
Yeah, but for the economic part, no, for the winemaking.
All right, well then tell me a little bit about the market for Brunello at the moment. Obviously, it's one of Italy's most famous wines.
Yeah.
When you go abroad selling the wine,
yeah.
What are the typical questions that you get asked? Obviously, apart from price. and availability.
The best market are sure the America. Mm-hmm. Also the North Europe, like Denmark, Norwegian, and Sweden. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a very good market.
So do you have to do like wine dinners and things like that? Is that what people like?
Yeah. We do wine dinner, and they love also the IGT because it's very fresh and you can drink now. And
so basically IGT, what you're saying is it's 100% Sangiovese.
Yeah.
So it's 100% Sangiovese from Montalcino.
Yeah.
But because of how the land registration works.
Yeah.
So it's basically a Brunello that can't be called a Brunello in some ways. It's almost like a Brunello that is, it's from the same land as Brunello.
Yeah, it's the same, but...
Same grape variety, same land, but it just has to be called IGT Toscana.
Yeah, because in Italy, yeah.
But does that see any oak as well? Obviously for Brunello, it has to, for it to be Brunello, the land has to be registered for Brunello.
Yeah.
The wine has to age 5 years before it's released, of which a couple of years must be in wood. But for the IGT, do you age that in wood or not?
Yeah, but only 14 months.
14 months.
Yeah, and the Brunello 30 months in wood. But
So what is the price differential? Is the Brunello 3 times more expensive, 5 times more expensive?
2 times.
Double.
Double.
So that sounds like quite good value, the IGT.
It's a very good IGT.
And just tell me about Sant'Angelo in Colle. I know it quite well. I mean, do you often go out and eat there in the restaurants? Or do you stay at home?
I stay in Florence, usually.
That's a bit of a change. Because Sant'Angelo population is about, I don't know, it's 100 or something. It's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a very nice little town. Okay. Yeah, why is it called Giodo?
Giodo are the initial of my grandparents.
Right, so who were they? Go on. I love talking family history. So who was the G? Was that Giuseppe?
G-I-O stay for Giovanna, my grandma, and D-O stay for my grandfather, Donatello.
Donatello, that's a nice name. Cool.
Yeah, it's a memory of them because they make a lot of sacrifice for my father, so...
But were they from Sant'Angelo? Were they from somewhere else?
No.
Where were they from then? Florence?
Yeah, my grandfather, my grandma is from Pordenone and Friuli.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How did they meet then, your grandparents?
During the military of my grandfather,
right.
The military period, he stayed in Pordenone and so met my grandmother.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a transfer coming down to Tuscany.
Mm, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Anything else you want to say?
That there is a new project.
Tell me.
In Sicily, we change region.
So you have another project in Sicily? Is it your father?
Yeah, my father. Me.
What's that then? Where's that?
In on the Etna. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how big is the vineyard?
One hectare only.
Huge project. Yeah.
And yes.
Nerello Mascalese?
Yeah, only 100% Nerello Mascalese. And the name is Alberelli di Giodo. Yeah.
Right, so Alberello, so it's presumably bush vines, Alberello.
Yeah.
So this is Giodo's bush vine project on it.
Yeah.
So have you already produced the first vintage then? Have you had wine in the market?
At the Vinitaly, this the year we present the wine. Is a preview and will go on the market in October, November.
So that's
the vintage 2016. Yeah.
And in terms of pricing, what is the price difference between your Brunello?
It's in the middle between
between a
IGT and yeah.
So it's like a stepping stone.
Yeah.
So you have the EGT, which is 100% Sangiovese from Montalcino.
Yeah.
Then you have the Nerello Mascalese from Etna.
Yeah.
And then at the top of the table, the top of the tree, you got the Brunello.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, just want to say thanks to Bianca Ferrini for telling us about Giodo and Alberelli.
Yeah, Alberelli Giodo.
And Alberelli Giodo on the Etna volcano in Sicily. Mm. Thanks for coming today on the Italian Wine Podcast.
Thank you.
Cool. Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.